This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio for the first time in 2012. Wayne Bell, he writes the column Culture Club for Fayetteville Flyer. Good holiday break?
I didn't hear myself on the best of Ozarks at Large, and that was a tough...
No, well, aim for next year, right?
Well, I'm looking ahead.
Speaking of looking ahead, Golden Globes are handed out...
Sunday.
So this is the big ramp-up, right?
Yeah.
To award season.
I mean, this weekend on Friday night, I think we have the Critics' Choice Awards, which are a pretty good barometer. But then, of course, the big one everybody always thinks about is the Golden Globes. They get the most coverage because, you know, they combine TV and film. And those are going to be Sunday night. And that'll kind of set the tone. And, you know, I often look at the Golden Globes as a... audition for your Oscar speech. So if you can really nail it at the Golden Globes, like Jamie Foxx or somebody, then you're putting yourself in good position.
Golden Globes voted on by members of the foreign entertainment press.
Yes, they are foreign. It's members of an organization called the Hollywood Foreign Press. Which is about 80 people, and they're very, like, esoteric, and it's, like, journalists from Uzbekistan, and, I mean, it really is the most bizarre thing. They're not really, like, everybody, when they talk about the Golden Globes, the show itself is an opportunity to audition for your Oscar speech, to get your profile up, but... nobody really takes the Golden Globes as far as their serious weight behind them, because the group has a pretty sordid past of giving really crazy winners, accepting bribes.
Really?
So,
accepting bribes?
Yeah. Wow. Well, when there's only 80 people, that's pretty easy to do.
Well, you mentioned that it's movies and television. One thing that's different about movies is they separate drama from comedy and musical. So you have two best pictures.
Yeah. And, you know, I kind of like that. But then at the same time, it really weakens the field. Like Michelle Williams is up for best comedy actress for that My Week with Marilyn because her story was so funny. And, you know, she's going to win in a cakewalk because there's no competition. So sometimes it can be really weak on the comedy musical side. And sometimes, you know, to the other extent, it can be stronger. It's just kind of strange. But, yeah, I mean, it's worth tuning in for. First of all, it's worth tuning in for, which I'm always excited every year for Ricky Gervais.
He, of course, the creator of the British version of The Office and Extras that we saw on HBO. And he's known for his acerbic comments about celebrity.
A lot of people got offended the last 2 years, especially last year. And then he's back this year.
The promotional announcements that NBC's been running do nothing but play up that fact that what will he say this year? And some people might not show up because he's hosting.
Well, I have this theory that the Golden Globe people probably didn't want him. But at the same time, NBC's like, this is gold.
Because the Golden Globes have not been on television that long.
No, they were on like pay cable for a while. And now they're on TV and they've become much bigger than they once were.
Let's talk about some of the categories. Best Movie Drama, Descendants, The Help, Hugo, Ides of March, Moneyball, and War Horse. Do you have a favorite?
Well, first of all, I think five of those. I'm not sure about Ides of March, but I do think five of those will be at play probably at the Oscars. I think it's probably going to go to The Descendants. It's a star vehicle. So okay. It could be War Horse, but that seems like it's falling fast. So I have a feeling on The Descendants.
And for Best Motion Picture, Comedy, or Musical, you have 50-50. Which,
the Cancer,
right.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Okay.
Weak category.
The Artist, Bridesmaids, Midnight in Paris, My Week with Marilyn.
Okay, here's an idea. Here's a concept where I could legitimately see three of those films getting in at the Oscars, at least in some play. I don't think My Week with Marilyn will get past Best Actress and Supporting Actor, but, I mean, Bridesmaids is doing surprisingly well, and The Artist, and, you know, so this is going to The Artist, though.
One category that raised my eyebrow is Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Comedy, or Musical. And Jodie Foster is nominated, which is not a surprise. Her skills are well known. But she's nominated for her role in Carnage. Is that a comedy or musical?
It's not. Well, first of all, there's no singing.
Okay, so it must be a comedy?
It is meant to be a comedy, and it's not funny.
Okay. Best performance by an actor in a motion picture, comedy, or musical includes Ryan Gosling from Crazy Stupid Love, Joseph Gordon-Levitt from the aforementioned 50-50, Owen Wilson from Midnight in Paris, Brendan Gleeson, The Guard. The Guard?
Yeah.
And
Jean Desjardins.
Yes, from The Artist.
There's your winner.
So you think The Artist is going to do very well?
I think The Artist is going to do really well, and I think that it'll win picture comedy. It'll win the actor part. I think it will probably win director. But then, you know, then we're going to see if it has the legs to make it all the way to late February. Because from what I've heard, and I haven't seen it, but it's really cool and it's a great concept, but it's also very thin. And
as you and I talk, still not yet in Northwest Arkansas.
It's still not in Northwest Arkansas. And will people support it in Northwest Arkansas and in smaller towns around the country? I don't know. So I think that the narrative that's going to come out of Sunday night is The Artist versus The Descendants, because they'll both probably win, and then that'll be the narrative going forward. As far as the TV side's concerned, they tend to do these very... The Golden Globes have a history of saying, if you win a Golden Globe or if you win an Emmy or something, we don't want you the next year. They always like to anoint this brand new, obscure show that you've never heard about. They always try to get the young, hot actor.
So try to be provocative in a way?
Yeah, and you look at some of them and you're like, this is not going to fly at the Emmys. This won't even be rewarded.
Well, the best television series, drama. Again, in television, they break up drama and comedy. They're nominees for best television series and drama, American Horror Story, which is on FX. Boardwalk Empire just concluded its second season on HBO. Boss, which is Kelsey Grammer on Stars. Game of Thrones on HBO, and Homeland on Showtime.
Yeah.
So much for network television there.
Right. I think that that's probably, given the Golden Globes history of shockaroos, I think it'll come down to the first-timers there, like Homeland or American Horror Story, and I would not be surprised at all to see American Horror Story win, because that's they love that kind of stuff. They love Ryan Murphy, who does Glee, so. I do think on the comedy side, other than maybe the potential of giving the award to, like, The New Girl and Zooey Deschanel.
Which is a new show on Fox this year.
Yeah, and so they love her. But I do think that it's time. You know, the Golden Globes have never rewarded Modern Family with anything.
And this is its third season.
Right, and it's dominated the Emmys. So I think that this is the time that they have to kind of make a right on that if they want any kind of credibility.
When are the Oscar nominations announced?
They'll come out in mid-January, and then the Oscars, of course, will be at the end of February.
And let's see. Oh, one more thing about the Golden Globes. The movie Machine Gun Preacher has a nomination.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Best Original Song, the song The Keeper from the movie Machine Gun Preacher.
What is that?
I have no idea.
Wait a minute. Who wrote and sings the song?
Chris Cornell.
There's your reason why they want a big movie star to show up or a big singing star.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.